Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Turley. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball four. Geiger moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Geiger moves to third. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gorrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell takes first base on ball four. Allison moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. There goes Rollins. The throw from Tillman to second, and Rollins is out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Schilling scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Yastrzemski moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahias hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Batty moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mahias. Gorrell reaches second base with a double. Batty scores. Hall moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-1 in the game. Cott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-1 in the game. Turley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew throws the ball into Power, who tags Turley, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-2 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Power fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. Batty moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Hall moves to second. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Jim Perry. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty scores. Hall scores. Gorrell moves to third. It's Twins, 3, Red Sox, 3. Bernie Allen pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gorrell scores. Allen moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power bunts towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Schilling covering, for the out. Allen moves to third. Rollins moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Rollins scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 6-3, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Mincher moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Zoilo Virals now playing shortstop. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahias strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mahias out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schilling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 3 in the game. Mahias is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bresut hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Bob Tillman. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams pinch hits for Arnold Early. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nixon moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Ver Alse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.